Sunday morning, 3:14:21, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Another One Bites the Dust. I didn't choose a title. Lord did. I heard that. Another One Bites the Dust. Just think of Moses. All the years of training that he went through. Think of all the things he saw me do in Egypt and in the desert. Then think about the people. How many actually went into the promised land? Two adults and the younger generation. The adults, the leaders, the friends, acquaintances of Moses did not make it in. Why? For them, the old was better. They want to go back to Egypt. Everything that come up out of whatever it was, they want to go back to Egypt. Kind of like our nation. There's a lot of people, they don't see what's wrong with socialism. I got a free paycheck, you know, pay for my education. We love being slaves in Egypt. We want to go back. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Their doctrine became a snare to them so they could not follow me. Doctrine. What starts out well becomes a snare. Looking at doctrine over my will. It is hard to believe God because of indoctrination. That is what has happened to my church. The doctrines of men nullify my word. Leaven that begins to leaven the whole lump. Men obey doctrine over me. If it doesn't fit into their doctrine, they throw it out. When I move, you move. This is why I pulled you out of the religious system. This is why you never seem to fit in. Like David and Saul. The Lord said this to me. I saw it as a bigger picture, not as an individual picture, but a overall the body of Christ picture. I had you years ago learning about this. Religion is comfortable, predictable, powerless, and dead. Moving by my spirit is uncomfortable, unpredictable, powerful, and it brings life. Comfortable gratifies the flesh. Beware of the comfort zone. He doesn't want you comfortable. It's a snare. Oh, if we could just get back to what's normal. Oh, if we could just, you know, this. If we could just do that. This is my thoughts. Was thinking that everyone that we thought would embrace us and come on board have actually rejected us. Every single one. Present company not included. I'm talking about people that we knew and we felt like were friends and we felt like would embrace this, you know. We did not fit in with their doctrine. Most of them have bitten the dust, and that is a fact, a sad fact. I can just imagine how Moses must have felt when the only two adults made it in. Well, I heard someone say this week. I don't even remember who, but it resonated with me. He said, God didn't tell them to go in and survey the land. He said, just go take it. That was the first mistake. Go in and see if it's good or it's not good, whether it be whatever. I would rather have two adults, Joshua and Caleb, and some people that have not been indoctrinated. It is okay to enjoy where you are at and enjoy the things that I've given you, but when I say move on, you move on. I tried to teach the wilderness bunch to move with the cloud. Do not let your own thoughts cloud your thinking. It goes right along with the teaching this morning. With every step, it requires faith. That is uncomfortable for the flesh. That is the way it is designed. When you are uncomfortable, you lean on me. Now, I wrote this down about Keith Moore. I remember Keith Moore saying that they had pulled up stakes three different times to obey the Lord. But with every move, it just got better. See, the best is yet to come, if we can believe him by faith. One time was right after someone had given Phyllis a large amount of money to build her gourmet kitchen. It was her dream kitchen. And right after that, the Lord told them to move. They pulled up stake again. That's when I think they went to Sarasota. Can you see the chance to reason away God's word here? Well, why would Lord have that person give me all that money if he wanted us to move? See, there's that reasoning. There's when your emotions get involved. Keith also saw so many that did not make it. They became lifted up in pride and bit the dust. And he went to the Lord about it, and the Lord told him that in his humility was his protection. Staying humble before the Lord, that would protect him, because he was afraid, because so many he'd seen had gone down, had missed it, and bit the dust. Wait on the Lord. Let's look at this. This is Proverbs 3. Verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses burst forth with new wine. Pride does not wait on the Lord. Pride says, I know best. One more thing that I heard Keith Moore say a few years ago. He said he wanted to follow the Lord so closely, when the Lord stopped, his nose was in his back. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to be in lockstep with you. And indeed, when you stop, my nose is in your back. That's how close I want to follow you. Me too, Brother Keith. Back last year, Danny had a word similar to my thoughts. The Lord said basically not to get locked into a comfort zone concerning things, because you can slip into that need mentality. God said to hold to things loosely, and when he says release it, release it. He said he would say, that we would say, I could never like anything better than this. Well, you find out with each thing that when you release something and he gets you something else, it's better than the prior one. That's what he means by the best is yet to come. I know Keith Moore has said the same thing. With every move the Lord required of them, it just got better. Why? Well, let's look at a couple of scriptures. Mark 10:30. But he shall receive an hundredfold. Now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecutions in the world to come, eternal life. 100 times better. That's in Luke 18:29 also. Manifold. Talks about Luke, says manifold. Manifold means very much more. I think God just wants to keep blessing us. He is our Heavenly Father, and he gives good gifts to his children. Most live so very far below. They live in a box. Never take your eyes off me. I will lead you. Avoid those fixed mindsets. Keep things in their proper place, including your feelings, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Satan would have you distracted. I said that he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit. I never meant for Adam to just tend his little garden, but to subdue the whole earth. We are made to expand, and that's how he made us. Take a dominion.